grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This scripture reading for this morning describes John the Baptist as one who was kerusson, or one who was preaching, really heralding. It was customary in Greco-Roman culture for heralds to announce the arrival of royalty with magnanimous outward display. The outward display at times even went so far as to include a special issue of coinage in honor of this event. But it was all outward display. John the Baptist, however, we find concentrated on internal preparation. We might characterize John as a bold herald to individuals. And we shall consider this theme this morning, first speaking of the message, then the results, and thirdly, the assessment. First, we find that John's message was daring and bold. To the people at large, he spoke briefly and bluntly. According to verse 2, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." This brief statement contains both law and gospel. Repent implies have a change of mind or a change of heart. Probably John recalled to himself Ecclesiastes 7:20. "There is not a just man on earth that doeth good and sinneth not." He possibly also thought of Isaiah 6:46. "All our righteousness is as filthy rags." Here we have law, briefly and bluntly. Yet at the same time, John held out the hope of the gospel. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. John also was so bold as to demand baptism, a rite which had been required only of Gentiles who wished to become God-fearers or proselytes. That is, John was treating the Jews as if they were pagans. He insisted that they not depend on their national heritage. Salvation was to be between each individual and God, a matter of the heart, not of the nation. Not a group relationship to God, but a personal relationship. The key to this relationship, of course, was the Messiah, whose arrival John was heralding. So far to the people. But to the leaders among the Jews, his message was even bolder. In verse 7, he called them a generation of vipers. That is, in modern parlance, you snakes in the grass. He challenged them to show fruits of true repentance to prove that they genuinely had a change of heart. Don't depend on your heritage, John was warning, for in verse 9 he reveals God could raise up from stones other children of Abraham. Secondly, what was the result of John's bold heralding to individuals? Among the masses, John's heralding had success. We read in verses 5 and 6 that people from Jerusalem and all Judea confessed their sins and submitted to baptism. By submitting to baptism, they showed that they were admitting their personal unworthiness and sinfulness, and were placing their hope not on an outward connection with the Jewish race, but on an internal change of heart. They were looking to the kingdom of heaven and to the messianic promises of the Old Testament for their individual spiritual healing. But among the leaders of Judaism, John's heralding apparently had little success. For soon, John was imprisoned and beheaded. No doubt he had been too critical of the leaders and too outspoken against them. What finally was the assessment, evaluation of John's heralding? We see varying evaluations. By human standards, John's ministry may not be rated too high. Such a short career, such a violent death. His cousin soon overshadowed him. John himself doubted his success while he was in prison. Or today, what congregation would issue a call to John the Baptist? His peculiar dress, his odd eating habits, his strong language. All this might make him socially unacceptable. But by Christ himself, we see John was given a very high assessment or evaluation. Jesus says later on in Matthew 11:11, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. Jesus was evaluating John on the basis of his message and his bold heralding of this message to individuals, not on John's lack of social amenities. Yet, Jesus also added, the least person in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Yes, we are in a superior position. We have the added witness of historical facts concerning Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection. We know that Christ has redeemed us from our sins and grants us freedom from the power of sin, death, and damnation. With our additional witness of the New Testament, God expects from us bold heralding of the gospel, both in word and in deed. Deed and word cannot be separated. Matthew emphasizes the close connection between actions and speech in the life of a Christian by arranging his gospel symmetrically in five parts, each of which has a discourse of Jesus following preceding related acts. Luke, in the first verse of Acts, recalls that his previous volume contained what Jesus began to do and teach, proclaiming the gospel and active service in the kingdom go hand in hand. May the example of John the Baptist continue to be an encouragement to each of us in our service to his kingdom and in our heralding of his message of good news to sinful humanity in need of constant repentance and assurance of atonement through Christ our Savior. As in the case of John the Baptist, may God grant us wisdom and courage to herald God's grace boldly, proclaiming both law and gospel, leaving the result and the assessment of our ministry in the hands of our Lord and Savior and His Spirit, who will bless all our efforts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.